I'll tell you what, I'm so impressed with this man. He was truly an outstanding vocalist. He had a beautiful voice. He sang so well. And it was not important to him to have his name out there in the spotlight. He was part of a group. That group's name was Heatwave. And that's who he was known as. Part of Heatwave. His name, Johnny Wilder Jr. A falsetto. Wow, awesome. Here's the deal. And I'm going to be taking you back to his song entitled I'll Do It so you understand where that came from. I know that some singers, some professional singers, some recording artists kind of go back and forth. And for some of them, not saying all, but for some of them, it's really just a marketing tool. Yeah, it's just part of the way that they make money. I've been singing secular for quite some time now, but I do have some roots in gospel music. And so let me, after 20 years, after 30 years, whatever length of time it's been, 15 years, let me go ahead and do something gospel. And for some of them, it's a way of just kind of soothing their conscience because they feel like they may have sold out by going secular instead of gospel. And I'm not saying that they did. They know whether or not they did. And I'm certainly not criticizing people for singing secular music. How could I criticize people for singing and performing, including the musicians playing secular music? And I feature secular music all the time on my program. I'm convinced that music is not sinful just because it's secular, just like music is not necessarily righteous just because it's religious. And so I'm just saying for some people, it's a marketing gimmick. And there's no indication one way or the other as to where they are with regards to their relationship with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But for Johnny Wilder Jr., it was just that. His decision to not only sing gospel, but you read his biography, you'll discover that before he began, in fact, several years before he began to sing gospel, he did nothing in the music realm. He had been very successful. He had experienced quite a bit of success with Heatwave. He was back home. He had been living overseas for quite some time. He was back in the United States to visit family. Got broadsided by a van that ran into his car and paralyzed him from the neck down. And he lived as a quadriplegic for the rest of his life. That was the turning point. I believe that was the pivotal point, the pivotal moment in Johnny Wilder Jr.'s life. As time went on, and not a whole lot of time, but as time went on, he decided, you know, to really begin to think more deeply and more seriously about life and eternity. What is life supposed to be about? How does it all end? Long and the short of it is he ended up submitting his life to the Lord Jesus. And when he submitted, he committed. And he decided that he would no longer do secular music, and he was gracefully able to give up his contract with Heatwave. And he did no more secular music, period. Years later, after he had done a lot of soul searching, praying, talking with people who he relied on, he decided he would sing again and he had to learn it all over again through physical therapy, etc. He decided that he would sing again, but all of his songs would be directed towards helping us know more about our Creator and Him glorifying the Creator. And that's where the song comes from that you heard me playing earlier, entitled I'll Do It.
All that you ask of me, everything that he asks, I will do.
I'm telling you what, he could really sing. What a voice. A cappella. And most, if not all, of those voices were Johnny Wilder Jr.'s voices. Dubbing. Overlaying. Awesome. We're going to hear another song a little later. Another one that I featured earlier this week. I didn't feature this one now. I'll Do It was not featured earlier this week. I deliberately opened up with that one just so you could hear the voice and kind of get those wheels turning. All right. So now, back to the brain. And it's time of optimal performance. We were talking about that cortisol. In addition to performing the other things that I mentioned, it also restores balance after a stressful event, which means that you'll be better able to settle down again after a high-pressure morning. If the stressful event occurred in the evening, it might play on your mind. Repeated stressful events late in the day might also result in long-term health issues like obesity and type 2 diabetes, as well as depression. And so Dr. Yamanaka says if you could avoid stressful events in the evening, you'd better do stressful tasks during the morning. And of course, here he's talking about what it is in your control to do something about. He's not talking about that person who's coming up behind you at 50 miles per hour and everybody is stopped for a red light. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the things that are in your control. Like I was saying before, you know, you waiting, you know, this deadline is approaching and you're waiting to the last minute to get going. You have control over that. So, stressful events that can be handled in the morning, handle in the morning. Cortisol levels might be higher in the morning to help us to better cope with early starts. Not all people are more effective in the morning, according to Christina Barreno, who's a psychologist from Madrid. And she says that sayings like the early bird catches the worm bring to light that our working lives are oriented to the morning. So people who prefer the morning have an advantage. Being a morning or evening person, though, is influenced by a lot of things. What would you say influences whether we're a morning person or an evening person? How about age, sex, social factors? Yep, social factors too, and environmental factors. And our bodies prepare us for the stresses of the day shortly after waking up. So while you have the chemical advantage, it's best to make the most of it. Some people, of course, are waking up late at night. I tend to think that most people are probably more morning than night persons. Don't get me wrong. I know we have people work evening shifts. I know that we have people who work night shifts. You know, they don't start till about 11 o'clock at night. I understand that. But I think that most people whose bodies are really wired to the sun up, sun down rotation of the earth are probably more morning than night. But it can be really difficult if people stay up to all hours of the night. It's going to be difficult to get up in the morning, even if that's where the if that's how the body is naturally wired. So I want to encourage you, as I've done before, try it. Just honestly experiment and see what seems to be truly natural for your body. For some people, for a lot of people, the bodies are prepared for the stresses of the day shortly after waking up. But for some tasks, it takes our bodies a while to get up to speed. Performance in simple tasks like mental arithmetic correlate with the body's core temperature. The higher the temperature, the better the performance. I know that generally speaking, it really is better for me. Life just works better for me, being a morning person than a night person. All right, we're going to wrap that up the brain and its optimal time of performance in just a few. In the meantime, here is the other gospel song that I featured by Johnny Wilder Jr., one that I played earlier this week. I've given you the name of the artist. Can you give me the name of the song?
Breath of God blows gently through my soul. The pearly gates shine, sparkles on a rainbow beam.